Okay, but we have no public comment time scheduled, so if you're doing it, you're doing it graciously, but not because it's required.
Oh, I've
okay. William.
Okay, so take
the please.
Exactly.
Come forward. Yes, thank you.
Hello. I don't think, yeah, there we go. I made no special request or anything. Someone just said there's going to be public comment, and here I happen to be here. William Heerwagon, WBAI. I was concerned about the task forces, that concept of task forces. I've heard them, some of them streamed, so I know they're streaming, but then what I'm being concerned about is that people would go to... Okay. That people would go to little work groups, which is a favorite habit, where the real work would be done offline and we wouldn't be able to hear it. I like to listen. Sometimes I'm the only listener. I'll see how many people are listening to the stream, and it'll be one. So when you hear a lot of people saying, I listen all the time, you know it's bull, because when I listen, I see only one, maybe two sometimes.
Yes.
The corporate 50. Charter problem, or whatever it is to do with the franchise tax board, that we may not be legitimately collecting funds that from fundraisers or any other source, then we're going to end up paying taxes or maybe have worse problems than that. I think that has to be followed extremely closely. I'm concerned, and I'm also worried about the antenna. We need a couple $100,000. I hope you guys talked about it and figured out some way for BAI to do that, or at least get part of it. Because, and even when that $200,000 is paid, it's... you know, what happens in June when they don't have enough money because the fundraiser hasn't finished yet or something and they can't pay the next month? So we got to be careful about that.
Probably 2 minutes already.
Oh, let's see. I did finish talking about the Spanish language program, but I'll just say again, I wanted to come back, and Fernando's show could be the start. It was supposed to be, what is this, February? It's supposed to be 13 months ago. Every station was supposed to have Spanish language programming, and none of them really added any. If they had some, they haven't added any. And Fernando's Informativo Pacifica could be used everywhere until the local station develops their own Spanish language programming. I don't know how I was going to relate this to anything, but I made a note the other day about not following rules and how... Somebody was talking about removing people, how you go about removing people and banning people, whatever it is you're going to do. And I was going to talk about the legal processes that were used to try to remove four different LSB members in two different stations. Three of the four of them were sidestepped by this body. One of them was Steve Brown. They said, oh, well, he's going to be off the board anyway. But the whole point was, so they didn't go through with the recall process. The whole point was that if he had been voted by the listeners that he should be recalled, he wouldn't have been eligible for 3 years, and I wouldn't have to listen to him this week.
William, I want to thank you so much. You've talked for about 3 minutes. We appreciate it. And we know.
I didn't think I could go that long.
And Summer has to leave, and she wants to
I just wanted
speak.
To thank all the board members, the new board members, the returning board members, and thank you. And I will talk to you all in a week, okay? I just didn't want to leave without saying bye and thank you and have a safe trip home, okay? All right. Thank you, everybody.
Am I just talking to the air now? Is this still public comment?
Yeah.
Okay. This is, well, I'm told it's cathartic. Who said? Who knows? Now, I've been listening for actually a couple decades at least now, surprisingly. And I actually had seen the inception of this current governance structure. Just as an exercise, I decided to go and look into some of the other stations in the area. My name is James Bryan, for the record, and if anyone's interested. I've gone to a couple of other stations, most notably across the river in New Jersey, WBGO. And I went to a meeting. There was just a handful of folks, just like here now. This was 10 years ago. And I think I'm a pretty congenial fellow. I went and introduced myself, but I got a puzzled look from everybody in attendance. And when everyone introduced themselves, basically it was an insular group in the audience. And I said, well, I had some doubts about the impending governance structure, but I said, wait, we have a very interested, involved public when we have meetings and activities. And above all, we have the Pacifica mission. And to even think that I'd come 10 years later and the mission would be in shambles and we'd have nothing but a little narrow insular group here, it's really sad, and it does bring some sorrow to my heart. And, you know, if anyone cares and has any notion of trying to turn things around, I just hope you would ponder that.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone else for public comment? Yes.
I've been criticized, you know, but people know me, because I'm not an effective speaker, and because I don't connect to the present, but I talk about in the past. Mary Jo White, in one instance, is going to be named. She's nominated. She'll be selected as she'll be confirmed as chair of the SEC. Mary Jo White was the U.S. attorney who refused to prosecute people.
General counsel.
No, she's going to be named chair, not general counsel. She's going to be named chair. It was selected as chair. Shapiro resigned. That's why. There's one commissioner chair vacant, I think, but she's going to be chair. She was former U.S. attorney for, Southern District of New York. The problem is that she's the one. Now, people say, well, you're talking about things 10 years ago. She's the one who covered up these crimes. The reason you have these problems with Goldman Sachs and everybody collapsing is because she refused to prosecute. Now, Todd Christie, Chris Christie's brother, although he was in New York, she didn't prosecute him. It didn't go through, not her, it didn't go through the Assistant Attorney General at that time. They have a commission who investigate people, who decide whether or not you should be prosecuted if you're politically important. And that's why they killed the prosecution of these fellows. In Jamaica, the Jamaican drug gangs, 1,400 African-Americans were killed, and they had that war, I think it was in 2010, in Jamaica. In 1994, I gave the name to the FBI, the person who was laundering the drug money. His name is Ken Silverman. He was a member of the American Stock Exchange. He told me about it. I didn't believe it, but I gave it. And it turned out he did. He had a meeting with some fellas in the mafia about it and everything. 1,400 blacks are killed, and I care about it. BAI may not. I don't understand this. I talked about Robert Van Kaneken and Louis Maselli smuggling drugs and laundering drug money. 2005, Van Kaneken set up his friend. His friend had Parkinson's disease syndrome from cocaine. And he wanted to confess, I guess to a priest, I don't know to whom. They left the door open. The gate door opened in Jupiter, Florida. Maselli was found drowned, hit on the head and drowned. Edwin Crooks committed suicide. He was upset. He tried to have me murdered, and he solicited my murder. I've written about it. Whether or not you believe me, it's all in the court filings. He jumped from a window, they said. He approached me two weeks before he jumped, and he said, I'm sorry. I said, get the F out of here. You covered this up. As a matter of fact, he replaced Dennis Goyne. And Dennis Goyne was giving me information about how Van Kaneken admitted to these rapes, to people like Paul Volcker, Herbert Allison, Richard Ravitch. These are prominent individuals. There are 30 of them that know. Two people resigned from the board. One of them was Louis Lowenfels, who was an attorney. He couldn't stomach the part that they were carrying, that they were covering this up. Now, when I wrote an article about Ravitch, I said that he knew that black women had to get down on their knees. I distributed it. It was in the Black Star News. I still have some copies. Aren't you people interested? These are people who control New York State, who control the country. Morgenthau interfered with federal investigations. That's why you had, and Arthur Levitt, Morgenthau and Arthur Levitt are responsible for the collapse, the financial collapse. No one else. You can go to lower people, but Morgenthau interfered with the federal investigations in which I was involved. The last U.S. attorney you had in New York City, Southern District, who was honest, as much as you may hate him, was Rudy Giuliani. He went after everybody. Nobody seems to... Yeah, I know. But that's it. He's a prosecutor like Ken Starr. His job is to nail them. Come on, you're an attorney. You know that. His job is to nail the people. And that's it. I mean... You just can't do this. Morgenthau and Levitt stopped it, and everyone in the Harmony Club thinks they're great. They prevented investigations. Goldman Sachs, I wrote about illegal trading. I couldn't convince Tony Bates to have me even speak about it. I wrote several articles.
I want to thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Actually, I want to mention to the board members still in the room that it's 2 o'clock. Our meeting is adjourned. I want to thank you, yes, and I want to thank everyone. And please have a safe trip home. Pardon me?
We can't finish public comment?
Were there other people who wanted to make public comments? It's actually, we're also supposed to be out of the room. I'm sorry.
I moved to extend the meeting to allow Nia to speak.
Repeat that?
I moved to extend the meeting to allow Nia to speak.
Yes, Nia, go ahead.
I just want to say to you, which I didn't get a chance to do, for those of you who complimented the search committee on the job that we did, I thank you. If I didn't say thank you loud enough, I really mean that. And for those of you who were so cordial, the ones who I re-met and the ones who I've just met, thank you. Have a safe flight home or walk whatever mode of transportation you're taking. But take care, and I will see you all.
Nia, I'm sure that I speak for all of the board that we are so appreciative of the hard work that you all did. Thank you so much.